He is my encourager. He builds into me. And for that, and myself, again, I was religious for my first 19 years of life. I was a slave of religion. But when I came to know Christ, that's... How many years have you been married, John? 56. You're 1 year behind us. Cool. We're close. Do you love your wife more now than when you first got married?
Because we know each other better.
Oh, wow. Because you know each other better. This is the thing with Jesus Christ. The more that we know Jesus, the more that we walk in Him, the more we understand what He went through for us and what He's going through for us, then our love grows stronger. And that's what's exciting. That the difference of being a slave out of necessity and a slave out of love makes a big difference. But that timing, I thought I loved Jesus when I accepted Him. I accepted Him because I didn't want to go to hell. I accepted Him because I didn't want to go to this bad place. I accepted Him because I got tired of being religious. But now as I walk in Him, I see Him in a different light. I see Him in a stronger light. I see Him in a loving light. I see as He walks with me. Been faithful to me. Does that mean all my life's been easy? No. No, it hasn't. And some of you know when I went full-time in ministry that I took, and I was a chief design engineer, I took a 75% pay cut. If you notice, I'm still alive after 46 years of full-time ministry. But has it always been easy? No. But has it been awesome? Yes. It's been awesome to see how God's provided. And so this is where my message split into two, because there were so many things that I was looking at that where this makes a difference in our walk, in our life, and our thinking, that I just decided to concentrate on one right now. And that is the idea of attendance to church, to come to church. And so one, do we come because it's habit? Or do we come because we want to learn? I'm so excited for all of you being here. All of you. I'm especially excited to see you three guys here. You encourage me each time I see you. I saw you out there when I was preaching the last time in the big auditorium. I saw your head going up and down a few times, which means you were listening. So I didn't see you shake your head no anytime, but maybe you did. But the thing is, every one of you, I look for your faces, those I know, and it encourages me to see you here. You know, when I preach, I'm not just hoping that you're going to listen to what I say, but my prayer is, when I came here, my prayer is that I would go away changed as well. It isn't just you, but it's us. And that you and I would go out of here stronger in the Lord. That's my desire when I go to church. Oh, by the way, I do like the fellowship, and that's why I go around and shake hands, get to know some of you. If you know, in my old home church, I'm only there probably once a quarter, because I'm out preaching most of the time. My wife calls me her social butterfly, because I am going around shaking hands with different people. I do enjoy the fellowship, but wow, I can't wait till Pastor Willits preaches. And I can write down what he says and make application of the word that he's given me. And by the way, that doesn't make me super religious. That doesn't make me better than others. That doesn't even make me perfect. I'm still growing. I'm still growing. I still make mistakes, which are called sin. But prayerfully, as I grow older, as I grow stronger in the Lord, it gets less and less. less and less in my thoughts, my actions, or my words. So one, do we come to church because of habit, or we come because we want to learn? Or, you're already up there, are we hoping the speaker will keep us awake? And that, are we praying to be stronger when we leave, when we came out? And there's some that, they came, my friends, I know some of my friends, my co-deacons when I was back in Michigan, that they came because they're supposed to, they came because they were deacons, they came because they just had to. And so the idea of waking up, there's some jokes I could tell about that. Guys who slept and how all of a sudden someone behind them said, "Amen, time to pray," and one guy jumps up, the pastor isn't even into the invitation yet. And the guy jumps up and starts praying. And because he was asleep, he didn't know what was happening. Or the third thing, are we hoping? Are we enduring till the end the message? Or are we willing to make commitments before we leave to keep the rest of the week? Every message, by the way, anybody ever heard a boring message? And hopefully it's not mine. But anybody ever heard a boring message? Yes? Yeah, I have. And so when that happens, I know I'm going to fall asleep. So that's why I take notes, to make sure I don't fall asleep. I pay attention. And if he's not hitting the points the way they should be, or where I think they should be, I look at the text and say, okay, this is what I need to learn. Because God took him to that text, I'm sure of that. And there's something I need to learn. And I need to write it down. I need to make a commitment. I need to follow through. So, the idea of church, if we're a bondage to quote-unquote religion, we come because we have to. You three guys are here because your dad comes. Okay? Or you're here because you want to be here. You want to grow. And you want to be the men of God He's called you to. So, and John, I was surprised when you were in the front pew, because you're always in that second pew. You and Wendy, she's in there listening to your new pastor. That's exciting. And so it was interesting when you moved from the front pew to the second pew. Because I'm used to people sitting in certain places. That's your pew, has your name on the side. Amen? But you're not there because that's your pew. You're there because you want to grow in the Lord. That's exciting to me as we grow older. It's exciting to me to see as young folks, and young compared to me, that is, that you're here and you want to learn, you're listening, you're reading God's Word. So, the four closing statements. It's in your notes. I have one blank in each one. Let's examine our motive for being here. Is it because I love the Lord? If yes, that's a big amen. That's a big amen. If not, do we need to say, "Lord, I love you. Just help me to learn to love you better"? Second one. Examine my motive for obeying the Lord. Is it because I love the Lord? Or is it because that I do out of habit? And by the way, doing things out of habit is not bad. There's sometimes I don't want to get up in the morning. I get up because I'm supposed to. But after I get up, then I'm glad I do. I have my prayer ride, in which that Saturday is the day I pray for the church. And starting next Sunday, I'll be praying for your pastor each week. And then after that, I have my quiet time. It's a habit. But a habit I do because I want to. So, do we obey? Do we obey because I love the Lord? How about examine my motive for serving the Lord? is because I love the Lord. And probably none of you have ever done this, but I've had teenagers, I've had friends, teenagers that they would actually, and by the way, I count numbers, because Jesus counted numbers, but they would have a little thing in their Bible, notches of all those that they led to the Lord and that type of thing, and that's not bad, but it's when they lean on that as for their religiosity. I'm a good Christian because I've led somebody to the Lord. You know what? You haven't pointed to me or someone else. But do I serve because I love the Lord? There's a missionary that went to Asia. Went to an island. It wasn't China, but went to an island in the South Pacific. And that no other missionary had been there before. And he wanted to translate the word, and so he got a guy that would help him translate it, quote unquote. So he translated the book of John. And then, as he got it done, he proudly read it to the people. They were confused. Because the translator that volunteered hated Christianity. And he gave them all the wrong words. And so what the people were listening to gibberish. He could have given up. But he stayed there 10 years with no converts. 10 years. Nobody trusted Christ. But he didn't give up because that's where God called him. He went there because he loved the Lord. We want to follow him. What's interesting, over the next 10 years, over 20,000 trusted Christ. Because he got a person who wanted to know about the Lord, who did give him the right words. He translated the book of John, and then much more after that. Because he was there because he loved the Lord. Why do we serve? And by the way, serving isn't just doing things full time. Serving would be encouraging a fellow student. Encouraging would be encouraging a fellow worker. Encouraging would be maybe coming along to someone that's hurting and praying for them, or maybe even praying with them. That's serving. Amen? That's serving. It is. See, it isn't just the big things. It's all the small things. And all the small things put together gives us a shining reality of what Christ is for those around us. Do they see Christ? Or do they see a religious person? And as John said, that he must increase, I must decrease. That's what it should be in our thing. But what's interesting, God says, I will raise up, I will glorify those who follow me. I don't do it to be glorified. What I do is because I want him to say, well done, good and faithful servant. That's all I want to say. The last thing, examine my motive for loving others, is because I love the Lord. And that's my prayer. As I come up and give you a handshake and a hug, brother, my prayer is I do it because I love God. And I love you because I love God. And each person I'm with here, that's my heart. That's my heart. I'm asking, would you make it your heart? By the way, again, I want to say, I'm not perfect. I do want you to follow my example of what I'm doing. But I also want you to know, when you follow a man who's also a sinner, just like you. We're all sinners. But my prayer is my example would carry. And that your example, would carry to those that are around you. Each one would see Jesus Christ through your smile, through your heart, through your words. Each one will see Jesus Christ through how you handle yourself, through trials, through problems, and through joys. Christ. If you know Jesus Christ, then you're his child. If you don't know Jesus Christ, you're probably a slave to self. If you know Jesus Christ, you could be serving him because you're a slave to pleasing, or you could be a slave of loving. God is so awesome. Christ is so awesome. Let's walk in him. Let's just bow our heads, close our eyes. I am so excited about those I see here. I am. But some I don't know. So I need to ask. Have you ever come to a living, loving relationship with Jesus Christ? That means admitting we're sinners, admitting that the only way to heaven is through Jesus, admitting that he died for us, shed his blood for us, was buried for us, was raised from the dead for us, ascended into heaven for us. And if you've never come to that point of relationship of asking Jesus Christ, would you do that right now? With no one looking, would you just talk with him, and you don't have to do it out loud? You can do it quietly in your mind, your heart. He knows your thoughts. He knows what you're thinking even right now. But if you never came to a point of accepting Jesus Christ, would you do that right now? And you can change my words. Stuff. You don't have to use my words. Have nothing magical about them. It's the idea of you talking to God and meaning what you say and saying something similar to what I'm sharing with you. But would you just say to God, Lord, please forgive me, a sinner. Just tell him that. And then be willing to say, Jesus, I believe you died for me. Just tell him that. I believe you shed your blood for me. Just tell him that. Jesus, I believe that you were put in a tomb for me and was raised from the dead 3 days later for me. Just tell him that. Now don't say this unless you really mean it. Jesus, I accept you as my Savior. Lord, receive me as your child. Did you just tell him that? Did you just tell him that? And meant it from your heart for the very first time? If you did, no one looking except for myself. You just raise your hand and say, Ken, I just prayed that. And honestly meant it with my whole heart. Just raise your hand. Anybody else? Christians, those who know Jesus Christ as Savior, why do you serve? Why do you love? Why do you come here? Why do you obey? Is it because of love for God? If not, but you know Jesus Christ, and it's a matter of changing your mindset to saying, Lord, I want to serve you out of love. Lord, I want to be faithful because I love you. Lord, I want to be here because I love you. I want to love other people because I love you. What one of those ways would you commit to the Lord right now? What one of those ways are you going to commit to the Lord right now? If you just did one of those, you prayed that, you might. Will you just shake your head yes? Just shake your head yes. Yes, 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 yes. Father, help us now to love you, live for you, praise you, and grow in you. Lord, let us be examples one to another.